Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word. And we're asking you this week on the broadcast for revelation of it, for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, It Pays to Live Godly. Now, recently on social media, I read a post by a Christian organization, and it said, God doesn't promise us good days. He promises us a great eternity. I want to read that to you again. God doesn't promise us good days. He promises us a great eternity. Now, friend, you need to do this with everything you hear preached. You need to do this with everything you hear said in the name of Scripture or in the name of God. You need to ask yourself, is that true? And then you need to analyze it in light of the Scripture. And so you don't just believe everything that everybody says just because they're a preacher or just because they're a Christian. You need to ask yourself, is that true? And if it is true, and if you think it's true, you need to ask yourself, well, where are the Scriptures that tell me that that is true and that's right? Let me read that statement to you again that they said, God doesn't promise us good days. He promises us a great eternity. And many people have the idea that God does not promise us a good life in this earth. In fact, that statement that I read you pretty much leaves the idea that God is pretty much indifferent about our happiness and well-being and our prosperity in the earth. Now, he does care about it, and he will give those things to us, but it's when we get to heaven. And this idea and this belief permeates throughout the body of Christ. In fact, many people will adamantly say, serving God doesn't guarantee you a happy life. Serving God doesn't guarantee that you're going to be happy and that you're going to be prosperous. Serving God doesn't guarantee that you're going to do well in this life. And they will say it adamantly, and they will say it boldly. But again, we need to ask ourselves, okay, well, is that true? And if it is true, where are the Scriptures that tell me that that's true about what God wants for my life in this earth? Many people have the idea that as Christians, we're pretty much going to live struggling, broken, defeated existences in this life, that our life on this earth, it's going to be hard, we're going to struggle, we're going to be broken, but when we go to heaven, it's all going to be better. And so this week on the broadcast, I want to ask the question and then answer it in light of the Word. Does it profit us in this life to live godly? Does it benefit us? Does it profit us in this life to serve God, to respect God, to live for God, or does it only profit us after this life? Does serving God, does living godly, does that lead to our prosperity in this life? Does that lead to us being happy in this life? Does that promote our well-being in this life? Or does living godly have no effect in this life? And the only benefit that we're going to see from living godly is after this life. Which one is right? Which one is true? Well, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll get right into this today. And again, we're going to examine this in light of the Scripture. What does the Word have to say about our lives in this earth? And does living godly, will that benefit us now in this earth, in this life, or does it only benefit us when we go to heaven? Well, 1 Timothy 4:8, get straight to the answer on this question. It says in verse 8, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." I want to read that verse to you again and listen closely. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Now, what is godliness? Godliness, if you look it up, you run into one word, piety. And piety simply means having respect and reverence for God. It's respecting God, it's reverencing Him. And piety in action, or in demonstration, or in practice, it is obedience to God's will and devotion to His service. And so one thing you're talking about when you're talking about living godly, you're talking about having respect for God. You're talking about reverencing Him. You're talking about living in such a way where you are devoted to Him, where you are endeavoring to carry out His will for your life in every situation. This is what it means to live godly. Now, it also means, godliness also means holiness. Holiness deals with moral goodness. It deals with purity of heart. In other words, when you're living a holy life, you are walking in some level of moral goodness, of integrity, of character. Now, it doesn't mean that you never make a mistake, or that you never miss it, or you never act in a way that you shouldn't act. But what it does mean is that your heart is pure. And so even when you do miss it, you want to get it right, and you want to live morally good. You want to live in such a way that you are pleasing the Lord. And so again, holiness doesn't mean that you do everything perfect all the time. But it does mean that you are demonstrating some type of godly character in your life. And when you're not demonstrating that kind of character in your life, your heart's pure, and so you want to. And so you're endeavoring to get it right. And so when you're talking about godliness, let's talk about this again. To live a godly life, our godliness, is to demonstrate respect for God and to demonstrate goodness in character. When we're talking about godliness, what are we talking about? We're talking about living a godly life, and that means that you demonstrate in your life respect for God, and that means you demonstrate in your life goodness in character. And friend, every believer should be living a godly life. Every believer should be growing in godliness. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in the Amplified Bible in verse 13 says this, "All has been heard. The end of the matter is fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation to all happiness, and the whole duty for every man." And so, friend, as believers, you and I should be living a godly life. And again, what does that mean? It means respect for God and demonstrating and living a good life, a life of integrity, a life of character. This is what it means to live godly. This is what godliness is. Now, there is little argument about whether or not believers should live a godly life. Most Christians, most people would acknowledge that reality, that we are supposed to live godly lives. Now, let's read that verse again in 1 Timothy 4:8. It says that godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. So godliness, according to the Bible, is profitable. Living for God, living a godly life, respecting Him, and demonstrating moral goodness in your character. According to the Bible, that is profitable. Now the word profitable, one thing that it means is it means advantageous. I looked up the word advantageous and it means this: any condition favorable to success and prosperity. The word profitable also means benefit, and benefit means whatever promotes prosperity and personal happiness. And so living godly, or living a godly life according to the Bible, puts us in a position favorable to success, favorable to prosperity, favorable to our happiness. According to the Bible, you are going to be more successful, you're going to be more prosperous, and you're going to be more happy if you live a godly life. If you demonstrate respect for God and goodness in character, you are going to be positioned to be more happy, more prosperous, and more successful. Godliness is profitable. Godliness, and if you look up that, if you read that verse again, it says, godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. And so godliness is profitable in this life and in the world to come. Living for God, living a godly life. Come on, friend, is it going to lead to you being more happy or less happy in this life? Living for God, is it going to lead to you being more prosperous or less prosperous in this life? Living for God, is it going to lead to you being more successful or less successful in this life? According to this verse, living for God is profitable in this life. Now, many, again, they will give you the idea that living godly is not profitable. And they are against the idea that serving God would benefit us in prosperity and in happiness in this life. They don't believe that. They're against that. But if you believe this verse in 1 Timothy 4:8, then you believe that respect for God and living a life where you are demonstrating goodness in your character, then that is going to profit you. And what that means is that's going to lead to you being more happy, more prosperous, and more successful. Now, I want to look at some benefits as we're closing out today's broadcast. Let's look at some benefits from living a godly life. Psalm 34:7, 10 says this: the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him. Now, fearing God is demonstrating respect and reverence for Him. And this verse said, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear Him and delivers them. Verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Verse 9, O fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no lack to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And so according to those verses, fearing God, or godliness, seeking God, or again, you could say godliness, living for God. According to that verse, living for God, godliness is profitable in protection and provision. It says that if you fear God and respect Him, you won't lack any good thing, and the angel of the Lord will encamp around about you and deliver you from evil. And so how does godliness profit us, benefit us in this life? Well, one thing that it does is it ensures our protection. It ensures our provision. Godliness is profitable in protection and in provision. Psalm 115:11 says this, "Ye that fear the Lord." Again, we're talking about respect for God. We're talking about godliness, living a godly life. "Ye that fear the Lord, He is their help and their shield." And so godliness is profitable in the sense that it leads to you being helped by God and you receive help from God. Godliness is profitable in being helped. Ecclesiastes 8:12 says this, "It shall be well with them that fear God." And so godliness is profitable in things going well for you. Proverbs 10:27 says this, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days." And so godliness is profitable in prolonging your days. Proverbs 19:23 says this, "The fear of the Lord tends to life, and he that has it shall be satisfied, and he shall not be visited with evil." And so again, godliness is profitable in being satisfied. Godliness is profitable in being kept from evil. Now, a lot of people will read verses like that and say, well, that's talking about that we won't be visited with evil in heaven. These verses are all talking about the benefit that comes from living godly in heaven. But friend, in Psalm 34, when it said the angel of the Lord encamps around about you and delivers you from evil, you don't need to be delivered from evil in heaven. There's not any evil in heaven. And besides that, we already read that 1 Timothy 4:8 says that godliness is profitable in this life. And so living for God and serving Him in this life, it will benefit you in this life where you will see God's provision. You will see God's protection. You will see God help you. You will see things go well for you in this life. You will see your days being prolonged in this life, and you will find yourself being satisfied in this life and kept from evil. Why would that be so? Because godliness, living for Him, serving Him, it is profitable in this life. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, every believer should live a godly life. Number two, godliness is profitable. What does that mean? It means that it positions you to enjoy prosperity, success, and happiness. And then number three, there are benefits from living a godly life. There are benefits that you can enjoy in this life from living a godly life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to live godly lives. Lord, we want to live godly. We want to grow in godliness. And Lord, we're asking You, anything that we're doing in our lives, anything that we're demonstrating in our lives that is not godly, Lord, we want You to show it to us so that we can correct it and get it fixed. And Lord, as we grow in godliness, as we walk in godliness, we thank You that it will profit us in this life and in the world to come. We do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled, It Pays to Live Godly. We'll see you then.